All right, this one should be easy. I'll tell you about this one. What time is it? What time? I have 30 minutes. Okay. Well, I'll take a... Hey, what's up, Dan? How you doing? So I'll tell you about this one real quick. Just, you know, this song's called Shelia. I'm sorry if you don't know my new album. I figured most of you would by now. But, which is cool, man. You know, I mean, I don't want people like bored or anything. You know? God forbid. This song was written in exactly the same kind of situation as I am in right now. I was like, oh, my friend's having a party. And they want me to play music, you know. And they were like, can you do Atlas Sound? And I was like, yeah, of course, you know. And then the night before, I was just like, God damn it. I don't want to just press play, you know, and fucking like. I basically was just like, you know what, I'll do this guitar amp looper thing, you know. Not that that's very original either, but whatever. You know, and I said, I'll just play some songs. I did like a Bob Dylan cover of All the Tired Horses, which is a really good song of a terrible album. And in the middle of the set, I was doing, you guys are so attentive and quiet and really nice, you know what I mean? I appreciate that. But like, I was playing at a pizza party. So the people were significantly less attentive. And at the middle of the set, I was like, fuck. Like, I stopped in the middle of that Attic Light song, you know, the one that you guys are like, oh, I'm falling asleep. And I was like, this is a drag, you know. And I'm like, you know, I looked over at my friend. You're not who I'm thinking of, but you're just a substitute. And, I mean, you could be my friend. I'm just saying, I'm motioning to you. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. And I said, I don't know what to do. I think I'm boring these people. They want to hear like something, you know, wild and punk culture. I said, okay, well, I'll just make a little 3-chord loop. And there was a drum kit. I'm not going to fuck with the Melvins drum kit. Kits, sorry. But there was a snare drum and a tom drum. And I made this loop and I just played drums and I wrote the song in this exact same situation, just made up the whole lyrics and everything. Here it is. It's called Shelia. I'm sorry. I thought this story would make it. You guys really are super fucking nice. You know, I think the patience of the audience is often underestimated. I try to test that philosophy. I gotta remember how to do this. I did it so freely, you know what I mean? I mean, I could get up here and jerk off, and it might sound better than what I'm trying to do, because I'm just like, wait, when I say that, I mean I meant like, you know, I could just improvise, and like, you guys would be like, wow, he really spent a lot of time on that, it sounded cool. I think it really evokes like Asherah Temple and, you know, it's really like, you know what I mean? Or I could do this. You could be like, what the fuck is this shit? What's with this shirt and everything? You know? What I didn't want to happen.